Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura, and this is your afternoon edition for Tuesday, the 19th of May. Right, so robots are shipping, not prototypes, not pilot programs, actual production runs with delivery targets and revenue attached. That is the story this afternoon. Let's start with robotics, because this is where the shift is happening right now. FANUC and NVIDIA just announced something that changes the deployment equation. They have deepened the integration between RoboGuide, that is FANUC's simulation platform, and NVIDIA's Isaac Sim. What that means in practice is this: you can now design your robot workflow in virtual space, train a cobot to fold t-shirts using imitation learning from a human demonstrator, and then deploy it into a real factory. The robot does not replay a recording. It moves like something that learned the task. Continuous motion, no jerky playback, no segmented paths. The foundation model doing the work here is NVIDIA's GR00T. It watches a human demonstrate the folding motion once, learns the continuous trajectory, and replicates it with physics accuracy. For factories handling soft goods, textiles, leather, flexible materials, this removes an entire category of too hard to automate. That changes hiring decisions. That changes which facilities stay competitive. What used to take weeks of on-site commissioning, engineers traveling to factories, teaching trajectories by hand, debugging real-world friction, now happens in simulation first. You train it virtually, you deploy it physically. The gap between virtual training and real-world work just narrowed. Now, here is the bit that tells you this is moving past research. Faraday Future just secured $25 million in fresh funding. That brings their total raise over 2 months to $70 million. And they are not using it to build more demos. They are scaling production. The target is 1,500 robots by December. They have already shipped 68 units since February. That is not a pilot. That is a production line ramping. What stood out to me here is the revenue mix. Ecosystem revenue, software, skills, capability packs, already makes up 26% of total revenue. Physical AI hardware is becoming a real business. Not a moonshot, not a research program with a press release. A business with units shipped, revenue recognized, and Q2 targets. That pulls capital into the space. That pulls engineers. That pulls integration work. The signal is clear. Robotics moved from labs into factories. And just to give you a sense of how fast this category is moving, Chinese manufacturers are now showing shape-shifting humanoids. Boston Dynamics is progressing Atlas toward industrial deployment. Unitree unveiled a full-size manned mecha platform. This is the year robotics stopped being a future conversation and became a present-tense supply chain question. Think about what that means for facility planning, for workforce strategy, for the automation decisions you make this year versus next year. Right. Let me pivot to the infrastructure side, because while robots are shipping, the AI deployment layer is consolidating around a different question. How do you actually run agents in production? Latent Space just dropped their AI news roundup, and if you are not following this series, it is worth your time. This week, they covered something I have been hearing from builders everywhere. Kernel optimization is the innermost bottleneck in LLM work right now. Not the model architecture, not the prompt design, the kernel, the bit that runs closest to the metal. They also shared hiring insights from Google researchers, concrete exercises, not vague advice. And there is a thread running through the whole piece about agent harness design. The convergence is happening around structured evaluation loops, not clever prompts. You build the harness, you measure the outputs, you iterate on the tooling. Prompt cleverness is table stakes now. The differentiation is in the infrastructure around the model. If you are building agent workflows, that is where your time needs to go. Now, something lighter, but still worth your attention. World of AI broke down the Google I.O. leaks this week. Gemini 3.5 Flash and Pro checkpoints, a Gemini desktop agent platform, VO4 for video generation, and Cursor Composer 2.5 apparently reaching frontier coding performance. I'm not going to speculate on announcement timing or product roadmaps. Google will say what they say when they say it. But the pattern here is interesting. Desktop agents, multimodal generation, coding tools hitting frontier performance, the integration surface is widening. The expectation is that your development environment just does things for you now. No context switching, no separate tools. The IDE becomes the agent. Whether that is good for developers or just another layer of abstraction to debug, that is the conversation worth having. Okay, so here is one from the builder's corner that made me sit up. Theo, that is T3.gg, published a piece called I Exploited Copilot and Burned $46,000. It cost $40. He found a usage accounting flaw in GitHub Copilot that let him consume $46,000 worth of tokens for a $40 payment. Rate limiting gap, metering gap. The platform was not tracking usage correctly. Now, Theo is not advocating exploitation. He is demonstrating a structural problem. When you build a platform that bills by token consumption, your metering has to be airtight. If it is not, you are either leaving revenue on the table or you are exposing yourself to runaway costs. GitHub patched it. But the broader takeaway is this: usage-based pricing only works if usage can be accurately measured in real time. If your billing layer is asynchronous or sampling-based, you have a window where the maths does not add up. For anyone running their own API layer or SaaS platform with consumption billing, that is worth thinking about. Right. Two more, then I will let you go. Simon Willison just published The Last 6 Months in LLMs in 5 Minutes. It covers November through May, model releases, pricing shifts, deployment advances, architectural innovations. Simon has this gift for distilling signal from noise. If you have been two heads down to track the field, this is the piece that gets you caught up without drowning you in hype. What I appreciate about Simon's work is that he does not editorialize excessively. He shows you what shipped. He shows you what changed. He lets you draw your own conclusions. That is rare. And last one? This is from Towards Data Science. 6 choices every AI engineer has to make, and nobody teaches. The piece walks through production trade-offs that only surface after models go live. Latency versus accuracy. Real-time versus batch. Cost versus quality. These are not academic questions. These are the decisions that determine whether your system actually works under load, whether your budget survives contact with real users, and whether your team can sleep at night. Most training materials stop at model selection and evaluation metrics. This piece picks up where the tutorials end. If you are moving from prototype to production, this is required reading. The takeaway across all of this, robotics, agents, infrastructure, deployment, is that the conversation has shifted from what is possible to what actually works. Robots are shipping with revenue attached. Agents are running in production with harnesses and observability. The deployment layer is consolidating around real trade-offs, not theoretical capabilities. Something to think about as you plan your next sprint, and that is your Luma Digest for this afternoon. Thanks for being here. I will see you in the next one.